I'd like to teach the world to bring experience to bear on challenges that we all face and problems we all share. I'd like to give the world a hug and shower it with love. We all can change the world we're in with lessons from above.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Hugs. This is Antika, your host, and we are live. Oh, months and months and months of talking about it and watching USC founder and visionary Lalani Graham just put this all together for you to have just a streamlined radio experience, TV experience. So much is happening at ustradioproductions.com. I hope that you can just to go over there and explore the website. There is the shop there that's coming. We're going to have so many beautiful things for you. Just amazing, amazing things for you to just really tap into the love, the divinity, the truest expression of you. And that's what this is all about. So welcome to Hugs. If this is your first time with us here with me, my name is Antika Libby, and I am your host each week here on Hugs. I also have a daily prayer, centering, and meditation that you can join me at with Hugs Daily. And that is still on Blog Talk. So it's blogtalkradio.com/Antika, and it's just a little 15-minute coffee break for your soul. And then each week I am here on Mondays at 4 to 4 o'clock Alaska, because I'm coming to you live from Alaska. So if you're, you know, anywhere across the universe here, it's a different time zone. I guess 5 o'clock Pacific, 8 Eastern, to just shower you with inspiration so you can feel the best about you, because I know that you were divinely created, that you are a child of the Most High, and that is my mission, that is my purpose. I have had 20 years of experience working in the beauty industry, and well, whether I was doing hair in college or teaching fitness and nutrition, to working with survivors of abuse. And I absolutely love what I get to do. I love hearing your story. I love hearing every little bit of who you are and what you do and what makes you tick. And so that is what we're going to talk about today on this hug. We're going to talk about your story, the things that you've put together that make you you, the things that you've put together that have helped you or there to help you. Start creating and picturing and living into the legacy that you want to leave here on the planet. One thing that we know about this life is that we never know what's going to happen tomorrow. You know, accidents happen. Lives are taken. Sicknesses happen. And we just never know when somebody is going to move on. And far too often, we get wrapped up in the story of yesterday and we forget that we're really stepping into tomorrow. We're really stepping into leaving every day with a sense of purpose, a sense of I am proud of today, or, you know, in the very least, a sense of wow, I can really do better than that. So today's segment is all about creating that story for tomorrow and letting go of yesterday's story, because we all have one. And unfortunately, unless you've been at this, you know, growth for a while, unless you've reached those years that somehow most of us get to in time, I have so many beautiful mentors that have reflected back to me this time of acceptance that we get to. But usually that time of acceptance happens, from what I've noticed, around 60, 65, 70 years old. And unfortunately, between now and then, life happens. And some of us don't make it to that place. And so I want to make sure that I am leaving a legacy that I am proud of every day. And that's what I do with my clients. That is why I see clients and survivors with amazing stories each and every week. And we break through those barriers of the past and we step into a more fulfilled, loving, happy, joyous, proud tomorrow. And so let's just have a little commercial break here, and then we're going to come back. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about your story. And we're going to talk, you know, I'm just going to pull out straight from my famous, it's kind of cool, but my hit series, Divine in Nine. And we're going to look at week two and how to craft your story. So you're stepping into a story that really helps you embody the person, the legacy, the you that fills you up, that lights you up, that just makes you proud. And so you're stepping away from letting go, surrendering, in a sense of actually laying down, that kind of surrendering, the story of the past, because far too often that story just keeps tripping us up and the legacy never gets to happen because we're so focused behind us. So we will be right back after this break. Thank you so much for being here with us. We love you, and we'll be right back.
USC Radio Productions is a catalyst for humanity's shift from human nature to divine greatness through both the spoken word and our hosts sharing compelling and exciting topics to create a greater understanding of the subject and how it relates to our world today. Whether our hosts are speaking at conferences to worldwide audiences, organizing live global events, or presenting unique, life-changing, empowering knowledge, our mission has always remained at the forefront of our minds and in our hearts, to create opportunities for all to claim their empowerment, stand in unity, and to meet the greater parts of themselves and each other. This is our heart calling. You are our calling. At the most pivotal time in our human evolution, we are deeply inspired to continue to meet the needs of humanity and our planet as we birth into empowered greatness. It is our fervent hope and intention that our shows will serve as both a guiding light and trusted resource. Visit us at uscnetwork.ning.com. The time has arrived to claim your greatness and be the voice of your hearts.
She's got baggage. Is what they'll say if you don't choose to put it down. And that's why the trauma transformer, Antika Libby, developed Divine in 9 to lead you to more confidence and beauty in 9 weeks or less. Isn't it about time you feel comfortable in your skin and great about who you are? Visit DivineIn9.com.
And welcome back. So let's visit Divine in 9. Thank you so much for joining me here for this segment of Divine in 9. Well, I have some just amazing things coming up. Hugs is, if you've been watching us, listening to us for the last 3 years, we have been, each month I focus on part of what I call the Trinity Within, that powerhouse within you. And we focus on your body, your your vibration, which is your mind, your thoughts, what lights you up inside. And we talk about how God plays a part in this. And we've rotated that kind of segment of inspiration with different authors and speakers and coaches for 3 years now. And this year, God is putting something else on my heart. So the first part of this year, we're going to take this first quarter and we're going to go through just the mindset piece and a little tips and tidbits straight from my course that I've taught for people all over the world. People have dove into the Divine in 9 series from Australia to England to the US, Canada. Oh, gosh, that's pretty cool. Yeah. So, and maybe even more. So it's been just wonderful. And now we're going to dive into it together. And if you want this course, if you want the whole package of Divine in 9, it is only $127 for all 9 weeks, the workbooks, the yoga, the posters, the touch. I have just all the online programs at my home site, antikalibby.com. I have just decided to gift them to the world because the work is done. They have done so much good for me and the clients that have gone through them, and I want them accessible for everybody. So you can jump on over there and really dive deeper into the segment that we're doing right now. And, you know, it's really the price of a dinner out, right? So that's only $127. Dive over there and get that. And when you get that, you are open to scheduling some breakthrough time with me personally and becoming one of my clients. And here's the kicker with that. Jesus has blessed me so deeply that that is my way of tithing to you. We speak the same language since you've gone through my course, and you can have that breakthrough with me. So you can schedule that there at antikalibby.com. It says schedule breakthrough, and I am here to serve you. So let's dive right in to this week, your story. So here's the deal. This week's spiritual key to success is the number one priority on your to-do list. Okay, so it's really the number one thing that you need to do, realize, understand, and practice for the rest of your life. And when you do, your life will unfold in ways that are more magnificent and incredible than you can even imagine. And I promise you this because things have unfolded in my life, and I've watched things unfold in my clients' lives in ways that we would not have ever imagined, yet perfectly, divinely, openly. It's just amazing. So the first is really love God first. And you do so by loving yourself as his child. When you recognize that respect for his own creation, when you recognize that you're a vessel of his Holy Spirit and an important part of his body, then you're honoring the whole. And when you look at yourself in this way, no matter what your goals are, and no matter what you've been focusing on up until this moment, you start to realize that there is nothing within your heart. There's no desire. There's no mess up. There's just an expansion, an awareness, an opportunity for a deeper sense of relationship, a deeper sense of trust, a deeper sense of understanding for yourself. So now we're going to really start looking deeper into how to start creating a new story. Now, we all have a story. And I mean, the story is made up of our beliefs and our past experiences. And there's no two ways around it. And I work with clients and I work within myself when we use techniques that maybe you followed me through some of the online programs that we've done, whether it's the Art to Happiness or just this past Divine in 9 launch. And we talked about really letting go of the negative belief systems, the soul ties, the past experiences, walking through that place of forgiveness. And when we do, it really frees you up to experience something new, something greater, something more in line with your truth. So if your dreams seem stuck right now, if your life keeps giving you more reasons why I can't make sense, then you know, take a moment and really take this in, because sometimes our story has been told so many times that we don't even hear ourselves telling it anymore. So I'm going to say that one more time because it's really important for you to hear. Sometimes our story has been told so many times, we don't even hear ourselves telling it anymore. Now, believe me, I totally get this. I get stuck in my own story. And as you know, if you've been listening to the show for a while, you're going to hear a bit of my story today, because you know, as much as I can tell you about my clients' lives and their stuff, it's really their stories to tell. And I'm vulnerable here because it's my story to tell, and I know that nobody's going to get offended. I won't slip up and accidentally say my own name. But let me tell you what's going on with me right now, because no matter how long I have been untying from my own beliefs and opening up to living my life with more authenticity, with more of the legacy that I want to leave in mind, I also am amazed at how often I simply don't hear my own story. So, and just a few seconds ago, I said a kind of trigger for me, a sneak peek into this story, and that is the phrase, I can't. So my life has been filled with great issues like cancer and adrenal failure, excuses that held me back, like my childhood abuse, my negative self-esteem, whatever it was at the time that kept me scared. They stopped me from fully expressing myself. And this, as I found out after talking to thousands of people, like, this is really, really normal. This is just who we are as individuals. It takes practice to stop doing this. And even when we are practicing and not doing it, then what tends to happen is we start noticing all the places that we actually are continuously stuck in this pattern. So here's the deal. I'm going to give you something huge that's just coming up for me this week. I'm going to absolutely take it to my coach to help me through it. I'm going to tap on it. I'm going to put all of my stuff towards it. But I have this big story, and it is I can't. It is I can't make money. It is I can't lose weight. It is I can't whatever. But the phrase, I can't, even though when I was a child, it was not allowed, it was beaten out of me, some part of my psyche has been saying it so long that I didn't even hear myself saying it, like really hear myself. Like somebody would say, quit saying I can't. You absolutely can't. You see this. There's this evidence there. You made money here. You lost weight then. Blah, 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 blah. But I was saying, even though I would look at them and say, oh, yeah, I can see the evidence there, my deepest belief was I can't. And that's kind of like my set point. Until finally I started hearing it one day. And God shifted it. The Holy Spirit came and just shifted it. And all of a sudden, about a couple weeks ago, I started hearing myself saying, I can't. And it wasn't about everything, but it was about just like these things, like I can't lose weight. I can, what? Like I can't lose weight. And you know, I rode 100 miles last, rode, walked, hiked, skied 100 miles in January. I'm going to do another 100 miles in February. I eat fairly well, like pretty darn good, actually. No fast food, nor all whole foods, good stuff. And I tell myself, I can't. I have a very successful, thriving, packed, jam-packed business, but I tell myself I can't. And all of this washes over into my reality, because your story is what life gives you more of. It's where you put your energy. So where you put your energy is what you get more of. So my story was, well, I can't lose weight. And it rolled off my tongue so easily. It rolls off so easily, I didn't even hear myself say it. I didn't even hear myself say it. And I preach, I teach, I help people rewrite their stories. I help people transform and transmute and just allow God to totally help, to just lift them up and over their obstacles, their childhood traumas, their injuries, their blocks. I help people every day reap what they want and sow their life together. Yet still I, with all of this awareness, you know, just could not, was so close to myself, I couldn't see what I, or hear what I was saying. And so, I mean, the truth is for, you know, Proverbs 11:22, you get what you give. In Luke 6:38, give and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. And my measure has been, I can't. So where in your life have you been believing this baloney and that baloney being shown to you? Because my belief of I can't, even though it was just words just simply flowing from my mouth effortlessly, even unbeknownst to me, those words are flowing back into my life in a very real, tangible way. And that belief, even the belief that I didn't see, is really facing me right now. And far too often, this belief, these deep-seated, little bitty, commonly used, commonly expressed, common complaints that we give out to the world, we say to ourselves, are just not even looked at. They're not even regarded. Because I'll tell you, I spend 99.9% of what I think is my waking hours focusing on Jesus, prayer, loving the world, wrapping the world with light, praying for guidance, asking God to show me and direct me, centering into my heart. I wake up every day, Monday through Friday, and the first thing I do is after I get my kids out of the house and tell them I love them and kiss my husband, is I sit down and I just sit with God, listen to God, pray. And then I get on the airways and I center and pray and ask the Holy Spirit to wash over me and thousands of other people, you. And then I go into my business and my business is about uplifting and loving. Yet, even though all of this energy is focused on the good, the positive, the I can, the yes energy. God is yes energy. I think it's in Romans. Is it in Romans? Is it Mark? Is it Luke? God is yes energy. Right now in my head I'm thinking Hebrews. But God is yes energy. And that energy, that yes that is God. Even though it's so powerful, my whole day long, at some point in my life, I believed somebody so deeply that I can't. And until I break that belief within my very soul, handing that over to God completely, crucifying it. It's the word that comes to mind right now. And break myself of the pattern. I'm going to continue to reap that. And it does. It shows up in my life. So that's something that I'm doing right now. I am breaking that pattern. I am putting all the tools that I have into practice. I am handing this cross I have to bear over to Christ Jesus. And I'm asking him to fill up that gap with I can in the vibration of I can, and I'm resting in that energy of I can. What does that feel like? And honestly, as I explore that within myself, and you can come in and we can do some exploration for your own I can, your own love, your own whatever, that when you feel into whatever you want to replace, whatever is your story, when you feel into the opposite of that, you feel into the truth, the love, the faith, the compassion. The yes energy of that. Then you can start recognizing what you haven't even known. Because like we talked about last week, until you're aware, you're not aware. There's nothing to be aware of. Until you hear your own story and give voice and give awareness to it, there's nothing you can be aware of. And I believe that our story continues to unfold. It continues to show up. We continuously get the chance to be more like our ideal selves. And to live more into the legacy. My legacy, I know, is jam-packed with I can. I can live a healthy life. My body just not even being a focus, just so healthy, just pure light, awesome. I can do that. I feel that I can growing within me. I can absolutely make money, make enough money that I can support a entire church or maybe 10 over in Pakistan because that is on my heart. I can, you know, reach out and do everything that I want to with Divinely You. I can travel with my family and a crew and do this stuff. But I only can do that when I allow my story to be what it is. I hear it and I choose to drop the old and live into the new. If I was really hung up on doing it all perfect and how this all looked and getting it all right and being however I think I quote unquote should look like, being whatever that is, I might not be able to see this I can't within my own very nature. Because my pride would get in the way. So we're going to talk a little bit about what you can do when you're working against a negative past after this break. We're going to talk a little bit about what you can do to see what's working against you. When you're focusing on what you don't have. When you're focusing on your worries. And when the world keeps giving you more of them. Unfortunately, the world continues to mirror to us, to show us what we focus on most. And whether we like it or not. And believe me, I don't like this I can't mentality. It's not something I'm wearing happily right now. I feel helpless around it. But I also feel a lot more powerful because I can finally own that those words have flown out of my mouth. And I also know that that is not the legacy that I want to leave for myself. So as we go to this break, I would like you, if you choose to take this challenge, to run over to Hugs Talk with Antika on Facebook. So facebook.com Hugs Talk with Antika, or you can go and run on over to the USC Radio Productions Facebook page there. And just underneath the announcement for this show, just name something that you hear yourself saying that is not a part of the legacy you want to leave. You know, it might be a phrase like, I can't. It might be, I'm fat. It might be, I'm just not lucky, you know. Or it might be, I'm poor. Or it might be, I just I have nothing. It might be nobody loves me. Whatever it is, just look, take a good look at yourself. Hear your words and choose to own them for a moment, because that's where your power comes from. And then we're going to just look at how you can transform this negative pattern into a more positive one that's going to live and lead and bring you to the legacy that you want to create for yourself as we dive deeper into this Divine in 9 Week 2 sneak peek. Thank you so much for joining us. We love you, and we'll be right back.
Ladies, are you one of those millions of women still suffering from the pain and devastation of divorce? 21 of the world's top divorce recovery experts will be available free at the Better Than Ever After Divorce World Online Healing Summit. Sign up today and access your free ebook, Living Again After Divorce, by Dr. D. Adio Moses at betterthaneverafterdivorce.com. It is free and you deserve it.
Hugs, empowering women to feel, look, and be their best. Sometimes we just need a hug and some inspiration to remember how great we are. I've been leading women who have suffered the pain and self-doubt that comes after abuse to their true beauty and power for decades. Tune in each Monday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 Eastern, when Hugs reaches out to you. Listen from your own computer at uscradioproductions.com. Learn more about me, Antika, and listen to past shows at antikalibby.com. That's AntikuaLibby.com.
Everyday life can be simplified to bring perspective with love, light, laughter, and wisdom. You can expect that the inspiring founder of Real Therapy, Judy Hansen, is working her magic to help someone with empowerment. Enjoy a holistic and refreshing look at life, from health to daily obstacles, and taste the sweetness of transformation with Judy on Celebrate You Radio, Wednesday nights at 8 Eastern on USC Productions Channel 1. Discover the real you and celebrate.
And we're back. Oh, I got a little hiccup there. New system, but so fun. So welcome back to Hugs. This is our second half hour. We are talking about your legacy. You creating your new story, the story of who you want to be, who you desire to be. And we spent the first half hour really taking a deep look and me shining a light back onto myself about, you know, how life kind of sets us up and shows us some dark things about ourselves or gives us some hard obstacles that can form some pretty negative beliefs. How we can look at those beliefs, see them, recognize them, and move beyond them is really what empowers us to be our best. So we're going to go deeper into this. So when you're working against a negative past and you feel stuck by it, one of the biggest obstacles, one of the biggest things that you can do, one of the most powerful thing that you can do is really practice putting God first in your life. Practice asking for help. Starting your day with a few minutes of quiet devotion. It's just beautiful. You can lie in your bed. You can talk to God. You don't have to overthink this practice. Far too often we think, oh, we have to get up. We have to grab our Bible. We have to read 20,000 pages. We have to journal about it. You know, no, this can be 5 minutes. This is just time. You know, if you have to, you can get up, you can go to the bathroom. God doesn't care. Just continue the conversation. One of my favorite places to pray and to really talk to God is literally in the shower. And I feel and see and sense, and I pray over the water. And if you've ever been to antikalibby.com and gotten the free course I have there, the Embrace You course, I take you into my shower. Don't worry, I'm not in it. that I show you. Like, I bless the water. I ask the Holy Spirit to come in the water to wash away the things inside and outside of me with that water to help me hear Him more clearly. And I do this in the shower. It's not, you know, it's not brain surgery. There's no rhyme or reason. We put so many rules and regulations to how we pray or when we should do this. And I just say, just do it. You're also welcome each and every day, Monday through Friday, that is, to join me at 9 Alaska, 10 Pacific Standard Time. That's 1 Eastern Standard Time for a coffee break for your soul. And you can do that at blogtalkradio.com/Antica. And we just spend 15, 20 minutes just going through the heart-centered practice that, you know, me and my clients go through each time that we meet. And it's the beginning. It's just the centering exercise that changed my life when I was 14. And I feel lucky enough to have been introduced to it then, and I feel beautiful to really be able to use it each and every day with clients and with the world. So you're more than welcome to take that coffee break for your soul, join me there, and just, you know, get that support. Sometimes just knowing that somebody's waiting for you, somebody wants to see you, somebody, you've told me that you're going to be there. It's just a great way to show up for yourself and put God first. The next thing that really helps you work this mental practice is to forgive. So there's nothing more powerful than the power of forgiveness. And forgive yourself. Forgive God. Forgive the people. Forgive your past. Forgive your emotions. For me, an everyday thing in my life growing up was rage, was anger. And so taming my tongue, learning how not to be rageful, how not to be angry, different ways to lose, that has been a lifetime of breaking that pattern of asking God for refreshment. For, you know, and every time I think, oh, I got a hold of it, it feels so good, then I see myself doing something else, like the I can'ts, you know, that are just blocking me. So there's going to be things that are, you're going to recognize. So don't beat yourself up. There is no perfect. We're not going for perfect. We're going for progress. We're going for a practice. We're going for more awareness into who you are and who you want to be. And so it really starts there. So I would like to just guide you through a short little excerpt of this heart-centered meditation now. And when we get into your heart, when you feel that, I want to invite you to just take a moment, a breath or two, to simply feel the vibration, feel the essence of the words, the power within the words that you are shifting to. So if you feel or see a lot of chaos in your life, maybe invite more peace. If you hear yourself say, you know, I'm a drama queen, then invite yourself to say, you know, my life is filled with peace. If you say I can't often, and you feel like life is kind of out against you, go ahead and invite life is for me. What would that feel like? What would that look like? Can you experience that within your heart? What would it look like? What would it feel like? What is the sense that you get when I can is the vibration around you? And I see these vibrations as literal, like wavelengths, like just being, just like you're here right now, being on the air. It's just little wavelengths, like what you feel inside, less thinking and more just being present with what is going on within you. So if you would, go ahead and just close your eyes for a moment. And above you, there's this beautiful dimension we call heaven. It's God. Is love. And I'm just going to call this liquid love for the moment. So invite this liquid love. This, you know, you can see it as a covering, the blood of Christ. You can see it as a golden rays. You can see it however you want to see it. I often find myself just reaching up and grabbing onto God's cloak. So wherever you see it is perfect because that's God's communication with you. So invite Holy Spirit, invite this liquid love down through your space, into your home, into your brain, into your mind's eye, down through your eyes, just through your throat and your neck, over your skin, over your shoulders, and into your shoulders, lifting and just carrying away any burdens along the way, any disharmony, down through your lungs, through your heart, any brokenheartedness, just washing it away, down through your belly, any place where you felt sucker punched by life, you had a gut feeling and didn't follow it. Forgive yourself for that right now. Any place that has been down through any, your creative center, your elimination center. So anything that you've wanted to create that just hasn't worked out. Any place where your beliefs have trumped your desires. Go ahead and just wash that away, allowing the Holy Spirit to wash that away. Just liquid love is literally picking up all these fragments, all this sludge, and washing it down through your hips. Now, at the base of your tailbone, at your root right there, there is a literal and a figurative drain or faucet. So if you have a drain, you can feel that. Just go ahead and pull the plug on that drain and let liquid love just wash out all the sludge. It's just going to leave. If you have a faucet, turn on that faucet. Now, if it shows up any other way, just turn it on and let it flow out. This is you allowing God to take over, to wash away all of that stuff that holds you back. And when it's done washing, when you have let go and you have surrendered, when you have just trusted as deeply as you can for today, it's going to seal up automatically. Now bring your awareness and your attention down through your tailbone into your roots. Oh, so these roots, this liquid love continues, rooting you into the very life of life, all the way down through your knees, into your toes, into earth. And just, allowing, this is where I just ask Jesus to just graft me to that tree of life. Right there, just feeding right in, grafting to the very life of life. And following this, where all of your nourishment is taking place. This is just, this is Mother. This is the Garden of Eden. This is the pulse of Mother Earth. Where God created everything right there. So all this nutrients for your body, this is perfect health. Go ahead and invite that feeling up through your legs, back into your body, all the way up, 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 through your knees, through your thighs, connecting to the foundation of your roots, where your body just meets with creation, your creative center, your will, God's will for you, up through your body, just nourishing every cell, up through your mind, up your back, up into your brain, and like a waterfall, just falls down, joining together, so above and below, into your heart center. So in this heart center is where I just see, sense, and feel that your Trinity within is. Here is this awareness of you, that part of your consciousness that is imagining this now, that is present, that is aware, right here with you, your very body, your very mind, your very brain, all of that good stuff, your soul. Also in this place is your spirit, so that part of you that is touched by God, one with God, ever living, ever everlasting. Your personalized divinity that's always connected, always whole. That part of you, that it is your very, very life. And it may be hiding out in here, and that is okay. You can just invite it out if you're so willing. And also here is Father God, Holy Spirit, Jesus, the creator. And creator of creators. Wanted to come out of my mouth. I'm just going to say that. And this is what I call the Trinity within you. So if you have a big thing that you've written with us, you've shared with yourself, maybe even the world, go ahead and just maybe put it in a box. I'm going to put my I can't in a box, that phrase. And every place that it's been attached, every place that it's been empowered, every place that it's been authority, the authority in my life, I'm just putting it out there, and I'm handing it to Jesus to take care of. I'm just handling it to God to take care of. Because those things where you feel helpless, you just don't know, like, it's impossible sometimes for us to know where they even linked into our lives. But God can take care of all things. Any place where I need to forgive myself for that, you need to forgive yourself for yours, just offer yourself that forgiveness, that understanding, that compassion. Any place where it has been in charge, go ahead and ask your soul to take charge again. Ask your spirit to just embody into those places where it's been leading. To refuse you with the very life of life, the very truth of your truth, the very health of your health, all that you are. I know right now it's coming to my mind that there was a time in my life where I was cancer. There was a time in my life where I was celiac disease. There was a time in my life where I was depressed. And just letting you know, owning it and letting that go, forgiving myself for that, forgiving myself for the labels and turning it over just freed me from that so I could receive and be something different, could receive and be that legacy that is me, that is you, your own legacy. So go ahead and just watch this box, this place, this awareness. Just hand it over to Creator. Hand it to God, however you see, sense, or feel this. Allowing it to return to Source, going down and out that drain. Cutting all soul ties. Asking Spirit, just cut all soul ties, cut all generational ties, cut all word ties, all strongholds, all soul ties. I said that again and again and again because we're so connected to one another. Sometimes we do things just to be in agreement with our parents. So just cut all those ties, Lord. This is not up to you to do this. Like, you have a whole, you have the Creator of the universe on your side. God is for you. God is for me. We'll allow Him to be. Forgive yourself for believing it. Forgive yourself for speaking it into creation. And then invite God, invite your spirit, invite your consciousness, unconsciousness, subconsciousness, and your body to show you the legacy that you want to create, the legacy that is awaiting for you. For me, it's the I can. What is I can energy? What does I can feel like, look like, sense? Let's just breathe here with that. What does abundance feel like? What does health feel like? What does a harmonious relationship feel like, look like? Invite that awareness into your heart, into your mind, into your body, into your cellular structure, into your space, into your room. Lord, we just ask you to fill us up on this. Fill us up with this new awareness, the awareness of our legacy, the awareness of the legacy that you have planned for us, that you give us. So this is just a sneak peek at this practice. You can open up your eyes, stretch, and just visit this awareness. Each and every day, allowing yourself to just become more and more aware of the story that was, the story that's kind of stuck on repeat, which is normal, but it's still on repeat, and the story that you want, the legacy that you want, And to go even deeper into this, I want to invite you into a practice. You can open up a piece of paper, journal it. I really suggest writing this practice down. But what it is just simply answering this question. I want to be remembered for. I want to be remembered for being. The legacy I choose to leave is. The person I am known for is, does, has. And just start painting a picture. Paint a picture of, you know, what you want your life to look like. And instead of beating yourself up for how it doesn't line up, start asking yourself how it already does. And feed into how it already is lining up. One of the main parts of the yoga practice within Divine in Nine and a lot of the other things as we go deeper into the segment is, you know, stopping the old paradigm, the old worldly paradigm of beating ourselves up for not living up to whatever expectation. And beginning to recognize how we are living correctly, how we are already experiencing the desires of our heart, how we are living into the Ten Commandments. We look at far too often how we're not, and it's more of that "nt." So took the "nt" out of your life. I want to invite you to take the "nt" out of your life. I'm going to take the "nt" out of my life. And, you know, you can, I can. And we are here too, to be, to do, to experience, to share, to love. To love one another, to love ourselves, and to inspire each other. So thank you so much for joining me on this hug. Again, if you would like to know more about the Divine in Nine program, it is, you know, waiting for you. It's an online program. You can jump into it anytime. And it is just, you know, as an online program, you can jump into it anytime. It's really wonderful. It's been a real gift of me to share it with people the last 6 years and watch it transform lives and transform bodies and really bring divine health and, you know, happiness in the mind and clarity and abundance and breakthroughs to people. And I'm really excited that now it is not only someplace where I manage, but my own personal life is moving beyond that into the service, into more airtime. And it's something I can now offer to, you know, at a great price. It's so fun. It's kind of fun. So jump over there and get it. I think it might be there forever, but I really don't know. I never know these things, you know. Like I said in the beginning, life is always shifting, always changing. So it's only $127. It is yours, and you can get it at antikalibby.com, as well as when you sign up for our newsletter there, you will get the Embrace You course, and you'll get my newsletter, and you'll be the first to know about other live events and things that are happening this year, my books that are coming out, books that are already out, and, you know, each each show. So thank you so much for joining us here. It has been a beautiful hour with you. I absolutely love and adore you and appreciate your time. It means the world to me to hear from you, so feel free to email. You can email me directly if you'd like at fithappychristians.com. You can post on Facebook, facebook.com/hugstalkwithantiqua, A-N-T-I-Q-U-A. And, you know, follow us here at uscradioproductions.com. There's more wonderful shows coming up. You are amazing. And I will see you next week or maybe even tomorrow morning. God bless you. Bye-bye.
She's got baggage, is what they'll say if you don't choose to put it down. And that's why the trauma transformer, Antiqua Libby, developed Divine in 9 to lead you to more confidence and beauty in 9 weeks or less. Isn't it about time you feel comfortable in your skin and great about who you are? Visit divineinnine.com.
How would you like to not only place yourself firmly on the path of ascension, but to speed up the process of moving into a fifth-dimensional body? Ascension initiate Alejandra has had a keen interest in the process of ascension, as well as the mystic arts, teleportation and levitation, reversing the aging process, and achieving immortality. Alejandra is an internationally known teacher and healer, and the author of the pioneering work on color energy therapy called Healing with the Rainbow Rays. Alejandra does personal sessions off the air, intuitive readings, coachings, and a myriad of healing modalities and techniques. Alejandra's website is www.colorhealing.com or 408-986-8550. Listen to Healing with the Rainbow Rays, Mondays, 9 p.m. through 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time.
USC Radio Productions is a catalyst for humanity's shift from human nature to divine greatness through both the spoken word and our hosts sharing compelling and exciting topics to create a greater understanding of the subject and how it relates to our world today. Whether our hosts are speaking at conferences to worldwide audiences, organizing live global events, or presenting unique life-changing empowering knowledge, our mission has always remained at the forefront of our minds. USC Radio Productions is a catalyst for humanity's shift from human nature to divine greatness through both the spoken word and our hosts sharing compelling and exciting topics to create a greater understanding of the subject and how it relates to our world today. Whether our hosts are speaking at conferences to worldwide audiences, organizing live global events, or presenting unique life-changing empowering knowledge, our mission has always remained at the forefront of our minds and in our hearts, to create opportunities for all to claim their empowerment, stand in unity, and to meet the greater parts of themselves and each other. This is our heart calling. You are our calling. At the most pivotal time in our human evolution, we are deeply inspired to continue to meet the needs of humanity and our planet as we birth into empowered greatness. It is our fervent hope and intention that our shows will serve as both a guiding light and trusted resource. Visit us at uscnetwork.ning.com. The time has arrived to claim your greatness and be the voice of your hearts.
Bum, bum, ba-dum, ba-dum. I'd like to give the world a hug and shower it with love. We all can change the world we're in with lessons from above. Ba-dum, bum, bum, ba-dum, ba-dum. Ba-dum, bum, bum, ba-dum. Bum, bum.